Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
I'm waiting for a couple of callers, but one of the callers is Frank, and Frank sent me some songs. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play one of Frank's songs while we're waiting for him to call in. He sent me this song here. It's called "Driving These Lions." This is by Frank Palangi. Play this while we wait for Frank to call in. It's loading up right now. This is "Driving These Lions" by Frank Palangi.
Yeah.
I'm going to pop in another one while we're waiting. This one's called I'm Waiting. Appropriately. Say one more, and I'll go to the phones. This one's called Love. Oops. Frank Palangi. He's going to call in here in a few, but let me go to this caller. Hello, 518.
This is me, man.
What's up, dude?
Hey, nothing much. Thanks for playing my tunes.
Hey, they're hot, Frank. I like them.
Thanks.
what I do is I download them and I take them to work. And I download, like, there's a lot of people I turn Baker on to. There's a lot of people, I'd say there's about 300 people that I turned on to Mike P. And yesterday and today, I usually leave the CD player going in my job box. And I'll come back after I make my rounds, and there's two or three guys standing there listening. And then the word gets out. Then, like, today I had four people ask me where to get that, and I said, here's his name, iTunes, go.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had some people do that, too. I know a repair guy, he works on cars and stuff, and he's like, yeah, I was playing it, you know, outside while they're working on a car or whatever. And he's like, what is this? Is it something on the radio? And he's like, no, it's a local guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy all over, you know?
Yeah, so, it's funny how things work, you know?
Yeah, you know, Mike P's one song, I Don't Give a Fuck.
Yeah, I think I've heard it, yeah.
Heard me play that one? Yeah, and...
Yeah, yep.
I got people walk to me, man, I can't get that song out of my head.
There you go.
So, yeah, it's kind of... Well, you got to understand a bunch of iron workers, you know. There's a strange category of people there.
Yeah.
No, it's like... I wanted to... I got a friend at the dealer, one of the dealers that I deal with, and I sent her what you sent me, and she sent it back, and she wanted to know if she could play the songs at the dealer, and I said, that's what I gave me it for.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, but under one condition, that you got to go to iTunes and buy some.
Oh, okay.
Okay? See where I'm going with that? I'm trying to make you some money on the side.
A little extra always helps.
True.
Well, the album releases tomorrow, so if they look today, they're not going to see it. But it'll be on, should be on CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, all those places tomorrow and within the next couple of days for sure. And it's nice because it hits the worldwide market, because I have a couple of people from Canada that goes to Canada iTunes. And they're like, when's it going to release? And I'm like, should be the same time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they do that all in the same network. But I'm going to type that in there anyway for you, that the release date is tomorrow.
Yep, I don't know what time they put it on, but it'll be up there definitely tomorrow or by Thursday and stuff. But I know, because I set the release date, but sometimes they, you know, you never know what time they're going to put it on, so.
Uh-huh.
And the time zones are different around the world, so even the U.S.
Yeah, and the good thing about this is, like, this gets archived. So right now, it's right now we're hitting about 65,000 on the archives per week, which is cool.
That's really good.
I'm digging that. It's just getting a little better from Chum Smuck sitting here in his house doing this, you know. But what else is going on? You got some dates coming up, TV shows, what? I understand you got a lot of things going on.
Yeah, busy. Well, the last couple of days with the hurricane and stuff, we've been out of power off and on, so trying to work around that a little bit. And I'm playing a couple local gigs here and there in September at some local places. We're doing Battle of Bands and... September 11th, actually, we're playing at a church, like a music festival, to honor the day. I have that and some more radio interviews in between. And I've actually got a couple weddings and stuff I have to go to this month. So I'm doing that, and because the power was out, I missed them recording the electric guitars in Nashville today because, you know, I'm producing a new single with Rob Coates there from Nashville, and the drummer from the Christian rock band Pillar did the drums last week, and they did the guitars today, and I have to go down and do my part sometime soon, but I missed it because there's no power. So he goes, "Oh man, you missed the boat." He goes, "It was awesome though."
How is everything back there? How were you the other day? A lot of water?
No, I'm still in water. No power. Oh, you mean if it was flooded? It wasn't really flooded in my area. It was certain parts here and there, but mostly tree limbs down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got. I missed a couple of people that were gonna call, and when I called, they had no service.
So
I was just wondering, and then I saw that one where the people were letting their kid play outside, and he went over and touched the down power line.
Oh yeah, that's not good.
No. And they ought to arrest those people for letting the kid do that outside.
I know, especially after a storm. It's just like, no, you gotta stay inside.
Exactly.
I want to get a shout out to some of my Facebook friends and supporters there. I got Emily, Brenda, and TR. Somebody from England, which is Emily. Florida, Hudson Falls, New York, and some other people tuning in that always follow me on Facebook that are fans. I appreciate you guys always tuning in and listening to these interviews there.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what it's about, man. Networking works.
Definitely. Oh, I guess Emily just said she got it. She downloaded it from England. Off of Amazon. Oh.
Cool.
They must be ahead in time over there.
Yeah, they're about 8 or 9 hours ahead, depending on where she's at.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it'll definitely be there tomorrow, guys.
Yeah, we haven't talked to I forgot his name. He was caught in the riots, and I don't know what happened. He disappeared. Evil E. In London.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, so we haven't heard from him since all that went down. But what about TV? What happened with that?
Well, I didn't star in it, but I was in it.
That's okay. You're a star right now. Talk.
It was in, it's called Behind the Pines with Ryan Gosling and Bradley Cooper, and Ray Liotta was in it, and I seen him. But we were in the school scenes. I got to play a high school student again. And
I passed for a guy in his mid-40s, but I'm a little older than that.
But no, it was really fun. I mean, I was in Taking Woodstock. I don't know if you've ever seen that, but I was in the concert scene in that, and that was my first time ever acting in a theatrical film, and now it's the second time, and there'll definitely be two or three scenes where you're going to be like, oh, there's Frank. Here he is, my little cameo. But it's a lot of setup time, and, you know, a lot of money and stuff goes in it, and you know, it's more than what people think. I mean, that scene I was in was probably only going to be 5 minutes of screen time. And they spent 3 days filming it. And each shot, they do about, I would say, 8 takes a piece from different angles. And it just takes so much time. So much time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Bill and I did some stuff, and we had to wait 4 hours for 2 minutes.
Yep. Even when you're in the scene, you're standing there, and you know, your legs are hurting and stuff. And I mean, each clip takes about 3 hours, I would say, each setup. So it's, you know, it's tough work. You know, I just wish sometimes that, like, the director was nice, but he didn't, like, the first scene, all the extras were in a cafeteria. I just wish he would have said, you know, I'm, you know, whatever his name is, Mr. Director, and, you know, thank you for coming. And, you know, we're going to start the scene. You know, please don't talk to the actors. But, you know, it just kind of, we just were thrown into it. So we had no idea that, you know, what was going on. And, I mean, I make movies and stuff too, so I can kind of foul things. But, you know, it's just sometimes it would have been nice for, you know, instead of like the main PA guy who follows you around, instead of him saying, you know, thank you guys, you know, have the director come and say, you know, thank you for all your work personally. But he was a nice guy. I'm not saying he was mean or anything.
Yeah, no, a lot of those guys, sometimes they can be anal and sometimes they can be nice, you know?
Yeah.
It's like the last time, like, I smoke, and the last time Bill and I were standing there, you know, the guy, he made it a point to come around every 45 minutes or so and hit me up. So he kept us in the loop. On what was going on.
That's cool.
It was like a bribe. Okay, what's going on? What do we got to do? All right, here you go, you know.
Yep.
But yeah,
there you go.
It works.
Kasha said she's hung up in something, but she's going to call in.
Yeah, she just said she sent me the same one.
Yep.
But
I've been working hard in the area, you know. It's all rock, hard rock based, and you know, with the EP coming out, at least people can listen to it now, and when they say is the EP out, I can say yes, and, you know, send them a link. And I, you know, I've worked on this for a year and a half to get 5 songs done, and it ain't easy.
Yeah.
From Nashville,
no, it never is.
To New York and back again. I'd love to come out where you are someday and play a show, either acoustic or full band or something here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's funny you should mention that, but I have a couple of dealers that are going to do that. I just got involved in this thing for October 8th where they were going to do a diabetes thing with they were going to have hot rods and Harleys. And
yep.
They wanted to give the money to a family for diabetes.
Yep.
And I kind of told them, nah, you're better off to give it to the association because it just opens up a can of worms when you give it to one individual family.
Yeah, they
can
spend it on
Yeah, they don't spend it on what it's for. And what intrigued me, because anybody that has a 501 status, you're only by law their only drawback to that is they only have to give 10% to the charity. So where does the rest of the money go?
Yeah.
So the reason I got behind this with one of the dealers is because they're going to give all the money to the charity.
Yeah, usually local stuff. That's usually how it works. But I know it's a corporation thing. Sometimes it doesn't. I did a short benefit for cancer on stageit.com today. They're pretty good at what they do. They're pretty honest. But I don't know. Is it like Cancer Aware Month or week or something? Because I noticed a lot of that stuff is going on this week.
Yeah. Anytime is cancer awareness to me.
Yeah.
I've had that. I've had a couple of situations with that myself. So to me, anytime is Cancer Awareness Month. You know, it's just like they make October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But to me, it should be all year round.
Yeah.
You know, the only. This is, again, with that too, people are doing the same thing. You know, like the 9/11. Since 9/11, we had that tragedy, and we were attacked on our soil. All the charities that have been doing 9/11 foundations and stuff, nobody knows where the money's going.
Private or the government? Probably.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody knows where the money's going. I can't get an answer from anybody. I've sent emails, I've sent letters. I can't get an answer from anybody. Well, it's going here, it's paying for this, paying for that. But how much of it is going to the people?
Yeah, I mean, I think the government helped out those families to a certain extent. We know somebody that her, I believe it was her sister, was in the tower, and she died from it, and I don't know if she received any compensation about it. I know the firefighters and stuff, their families or just them themselves for helping out did, but I don't think if you're a part of the law enforcement community, so to speak, or hospital, you know, I don't know if they got anything.
Yeah, I don't know myself, and that's the bad part. Nobody can give you a straight answer where it went.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's good when other bands and stuff, they get together and they do donations and they say, oh, yeah, you know, say the ticket is $12, you know, we're donating half or something to it. And, you know, they're usually pretty honest, all the stuff. You know, I know a lot of big musicians and stuff, they do it right out of their pocket. You know, $25,000 here, you know, something here. Or they start their own organization. But hopefully I can get that big someday to do something.
I'm going to throw you a curveball right here. A couple weeks ago, what's the last concert that you've seen pictures of me and stuff, but what's the last concert you think I'd go to?
One that you wouldn't go to because you don't like it?
No, I like it, but it happened to turn out to be a dealer sponsored event, and we got there and got upgraded on tickets and stuff, but it was a Toby Keith concert, man.
Really?
Yeah, I'll listen to that stuff, you know, here and there, but yeah, I ran into guys from work there. And the next day, I was getting teased. Man, we didn't know you like country. You listen to all that other stuff. But you never know.
Hey, we got upgraded.
Exactly. Yeah. And they're like, well, when I seen a couple guys, they're like, where are you going? Oh, we got upgraded. Oh, shit, man. Who do you know? No, it's not who I know. It's just when we walked in, they said, hey, we got a lot of people sitting there. We'd like to give you guys an upgrade. Would you like it? Well, what do you think? I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
But,
yep. Well, that comes out of the artist's pocket, usually.
Actually, he donated the whole thing to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Yeah.
The whole night. I guess he kept all the T-shirt stuff and that, but the money he got paid for the concert, he donated to the Wounded Warriors Project.
Yeah, a lot of artists do that. I mean, you figure how much money they make from their merchandise. I know a girl, Veronica, from Nashville. She was doing a Girl Scout tour, and she was just keeping her merchandise. I think she did pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people do that. You know?
If you got
like,
enough of it.
I mean, Kurt Sutter had Rusty and T-Rod at Illusion Cycles build him a Sons of Anarchy bike. If you go on my blog, you can see the pictures of it. But, yeah, that was put together to raffle off for the Wounded Warriors with all the money going to them.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's the thing. When people say, yeah, this is what we're going to do and we're going to give it to them, you know. I mean, Bill and I over the years have run into a few guys that tell us one thing and then at the end of the day, it never materialized, you know. People were still waiting for the money. Like when we did, you know. I don't mean to get off on a tangent about this, but this is your time, dude. Anything you want to talk about? I have I have a caller on the line.
Song?
Yeah, well, I think Kasha's on the line right now. Are you there?
605? Hey, how's it going?
Yep. Good.
Hey,
how
you doing there?
Good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Just hanging out after the hurricane here.
Yeah. You doing okay?
Yeah, we got some power out in the areas the last 3 days, and nothing too bad. But, I mean, it came all the way to upstate New York, and we've never had anything like that. So it was interesting.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, I'm glad everything, well, for the most part, okay. Well, good. No, I'm
Get
just calling on here just to listen. Oh, is it? Good. No, I'm calling here tonight just to listen to you, hon. So, yeah, I'm not going to be doing much talking. I'm just going to call in and listen to you. So there.
Okay.
It's all about you. It's all about you tonight.
If you got questions,
well,
ask me.
Go ahead. Ask him any. Hey, Frank's open. This is open mic night. Anything you want to ask Frank, go ahead.
Yeah. Anybody, even you know, Brenda, Emily, and everyone that's on Facebook, give a call in.
Right on. Well, have you played any of your songs yet? Because I've been in and out doing stuff while I'm logged in, so I haven't really heard the show yet.
Yeah, we played three of them so far.
Ah, okay.
Can you play It's All Right for her?
Yeah, let me dig it up. Why don't you guys talk while I'm doing that? Because I'm trying to multitask here at the same time.
Oh, no, not
okay.
Multitasking.
So
it's tomorrow then, huh?
Hey, Kyle,
yeah, I guess
you got a young, good-looking guy on the phone. Talk to him.
Well, then.
Don't blush.
No, just tell him. What?
Don't blush. Just talk to him.
You're funny. You're trying to get me in trouble.
I don't have to be there,
lady.
And I can tell you're blushing. Don't blush. Talk to him.
Frank makes you blush. I can't help it. He just does. That's what it is to all of us girls. Come on now. Have you seen him? Jimmy, criminy. And on top of that, he's talented.
Five words or less.
What?
Uh-oh, say what?
Describe him in five words or less.
Sexy, smart, talented, generous, awesome, and just an all-around sweetheart, which is way more than five. I couldn't help it.
Thank you.
There you go.
I got a question on Facebook. It says, what's your favorite song off the EP? It'd have to be I'm Waiting and Driving the Lines. I can't pick one, so.
Yeah.
If you like,
cool.
I'll play Driving the Lines again.
Yeah, it's up to you, man, if you want to play it again.
Yeah, well, we can play that one, and then you could after it's done, you can tell everybody how you came up with that song.
All right, sounds good. All right,
this is Driving These Lines by Frank Palangi.
Awesome.
Man, this thing's running slow today. Got a lot of traffic.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't
good,
it?
Good, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's really good. Stay there.
Even our friends are listening. Say hello, everybody. They're probably sitting out there eating donuts and drinking coffee.
Don't you laugh. My back is absolutely killing me. Don't make me laugh. Oh, my God, that's funny.
Yeah, it's loading up right now.
Okay. Well, yeah, I can't wait to hear it. And then you said it's on Amazon, correct, Frank?
Yeah, I'll put it up there. I'll put everything up right now.
Wait, thanks.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, sorry, I'm just reading over the... I'm finally logged in.
I
was trying to log in on the internet.
I put in the rest of your links and stuff, and I see Brenda's joining us. We have Angela from Scotland. We got Robert from Tennessee. Ashes in Greeley, Colorado. And quite a few guests. We got Kat just joined us. She signed in. And Frank, I got a message that it's on Amazon.com right now in the U.S. So it.
You got what?
I just got a message that your EP is on Amazon.com right now in the U.S.
Nice.
Oh, really? Right now?
Yes. It's what it says right here, right now.
I guess depending on the hours, right?
Maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, East Coast, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Thank you.
I'm just reading over some of the comments here. So you got any questions there, Kasha, or what have you been up to?
I don't know.
Yes.
After Phil made me blush like a little 16-year-old kid, no.
Well, if I made you wet your pants, you'd be in real trouble.
You know,
well, I tell you, I appreciate Rob coming on here because Robert Venable, he's a huge producer. He works with he's worked with Megadeth, Sugarland. I appreciate him coming on for a little while and tuning
awesome.
In here.
Yeah, I was trying to think of where I knew that name from. I've seen it before.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy. He's the one that tracked my drums.
Very nice.
So
when
I
Did you already talk about this, Frank, or are you traveling around?
I haven't really talked about too much about the – you mean what's current or about the EP?
Yeah, well, like, are you touring or anything, like, up this way, like, west?
Well,
no,
he's talking about
yet.
Coming to the west coast, which you'd have to go through Colorado to get here, so you might get in trouble.
What are you babbling about?
You'll show up, be like,
you heard
you know,
what I said.
You'd be like, I'm Kasha. You know me. Yeah. You know the biker show. And I'll be like, the biker show. Yeah. I remember you.
Trust me, Frank. She already knows what you look like. She'd spot you coming.
Oh yeah.
Oh, shut up. She's such a pain. Anyway, yes. Are you traveling or touring or anything?
I'm trying to get a booking agent so that not this year, but in 2012, I'll be able to do something like that, whether it's myself or with a band. I'm not sure yet, but
mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to something.
Well,
anyways.
Good. That's awesome.
But it,
cool.
But just getting through those guys and whether or not they can team me up with the right band.
Right. Well, it
and
sounds good
interested.
So far. Yeah. Oh, I have no doubt you're not going to find any. It's not going to be trouble for you. Absolutely.
No, I think Brenda's afraid to call in. But her question is, are you ever going to do a record with Josh and Brandon and Saul? And she's calling from Inglewood, Florida.
They are my live guys I play with right now. They're my friends too, not only just music buddies. But I mean, if the budget and everything and the time, it's just they're still in high school. They can play amazing. But the fact is that the budgets and stuff, I can't fly everybody down to do the record. And, it, you know, it's just so many different factors that are going on. But, I mean, I hope so, you know, someday if we can all get together on something, either that or maybe some live recordings or something. That would be sweet.
Yeah, and what I'll do, Frank, is I got a couple of people. One chick books the bands on the bases out here, and she also books the bands downtown. I'll send
yep.
you her info. And then the guy that manages Atticus 7, RJ, I think I already sent you his info, didn't I?
No.
Up.
All no.
right, I'll send it again. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, we were just.
Did you get a chance to run into Baker up there?
No, he didn't come near here. He went to Massachusetts or something like that. I know somebody went to go see him, but.
Yeah, he was in Wallkill. They had their first anniversary party last weekend, and I know he went there because when I talked to him, he just got back.
I think it was too far away because some parts of New York are still like 5 to 8 hours away. So, depending on where you are. But it was funny though because I was talking to my drummer today and he's like, you know, I know you're trying to find a booking agent and all that, and he's like, you know, how can we get your stuff on the radio more? And I'm like, well, there really isn't a lot of ways. I mean, a booking company or a manager, an agent, or something, I guess can, but see, the radio station is run by charts, and they don't want the charts to go down. So for them to put a song on there that is not from a national touring artist, basically their sales, not their sales, but their charts will maybe go down, you know, whatever amount. But to me, I think that's bogus because I say if every radio station, 12 o'clock every single day, puts a new song from some artist that's not signed up on some huge mainstream FM station, at least that's getting something out there, you know.
Well, yeah.
And they do have local hour, but, you know, it's at times where nobody really listens to it, and it's kind of odd. Like, not even the people in the area really even know about it.
Right, exactly.
So,
yeah, like the one here that they do local, I think it comes on like 1 o'clock in the morning. And sorry, can't sit up that late to listen to local. I mean, I just can't do it, you know? It sucks. But, yeah, it's like between 1 and 2 in the morning, and it's like, if I'm up, absolutely. But, yeah, they've got some crazy hours they play those songs on, or the bands on.
Yeah, and a lot of times when you try to go to listen to it on their programs, you know, in their archives, you got to go through a bunch of bullshit and answer questions to get to it.
Exactly.
Which I don't think is right. On mine, you just click in and you're there.
Right, which is what I love. Absolutely. Yeah, they want to
know.
And
Frank Emily says
it's female, birthday, all that. Oh, go ahead.
Frank Emily says it's great listening. But she has to go. It's 2:45. She's really tired and been up all day, and sends love and kisses.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't blame you. That's pretty early, or pretty late, however you see it.
Well, no, my day starts at 3:30.
In the morning?
Yes, sir.
You gotta be kidding me.
I'm sorry.
Oh. Actually, the sailors are pissed at me because I started hollering and screaming when I walked through the ship.
My day starts at 11 o'clock in the morning.
Right on.
Pretty much.
Related to Bill?
I mean,
are you related to Bill and I don't know about it? If it's before 7, or actually if it's before 9 in the morning, you'll never get to talk to Bill because he's in bed.
Really? Wow.
Must be nice.
Yeah.
Must be nice. That's funny.
Oh, Brenda says she'd call in, but her son's sleeping.
Why, is she going to scream and holler or what?
I don't know. She's probably shy. That's okay if he's shy.
Yeah, that's all right.
I lost my train of thought. I don't know.
Are you going to play another
Oh, gosh, what other questions you got for Frank?
That's what I had right now. I wanted to know if he was touring.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to say.
Okay, well,
if
I get him hooked.
And now, I was going to say after I download it, because I see it's on Amazon, but I apparently don't know how to follow instructions, like I kind of said the other day. So now I can't get the thing to download.
Oh, jeez.
When
check your email. Sometimes they send it to your email, too.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah, sometimes. I can't remember how. Sometimes you have to download a special thing to download it. I don't know. They're kind of weird.
Yeah, you gotta have a I forget what it's called, but you gotta have that link in your system to do it.
Gotcha.
Otherwise,
okay.
they Yeah, otherwise they won't play.
But okay, then that would probably be my problem.
If you ask Frank, I'm sure he'll let me send you an email with a couple of the songs, and maybe you can listen to them that way. But if you want to help out, if you want to help a young musician out in his career, go to Amazon and buy them.
I would like to go to Amazon, actually, but thank you very much. As much as I want to listen to them right now, but I will get this figured out. I will.
Yeah, if you guys want to preview the whole tracks anytime on the internet, you can go to MySpace or ReverbNation/FrankPolangi, and the other one's /FrankPolangiRocks. And you can stream them online, or they're on iTunes and Amazon now. And it's funny because you don't get to choose the previews where it goes. You know, like you can preview like 30 seconds or a minute.
I saw
that. That was kind of weird how they worked that, because it's like you go through all that, and what if it was like the end of the song, and the end of the song is something that you don't really want to have a 30-second clip of because it doesn't give away the song, you know, or whatever.
Right.
Kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It goes back to, like, going back to the radio thing. My current producer, he goes, you know, if you got stuff that when they listen to it, that it blows them away and they're like, it sounds like it should be on the radio, you know, this is great, a lot of times it forces people to move faster.
Okay.
Hopefully he's right.
That's a funny way they do that, you know? I never did like the way they do that.
Talk about multitasking. Sorry, I'm on a mission here to get this. I'm listening.
Okay.
It's funny, too, because some of it's independent. I mean, there's independent stations around here, but then they tell you, well, if you're not on a tour or if you're not signed to an indie label, we can't do anything for you. And I'm like, well, I've did everything, but, you know, you can't, like, there's no in or out with that.
And what spoils it is politics. It always comes down to politics.
Yeah, money, you know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Charting, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's the bad part. You know?
Yeah,
I mean,
I really appreciate everyone downloading the EP because we were talking, I don't know if it was on your show or if it was on, I think it was on the Hermes show, how hard it is to make just even a single song, because he was saying, you know, some people, when you listen to a 3-minute song, they think it takes, you know, 10 minutes to do. And there is so much stuff that goes into it and decisions that, really, it's impossible decisions. Because it's, if you look at yourself and you go, you know, is that good enough? Or is that really what I want? Those questions can never be answered. You really just have to settle. Be settled on something, you know, and go from there.
Yeah, I mean, I had a friend of mine. He did some time, and he wrote all the songs he did, or he's recorded while doing. You know, he wrote them all while he was doing time, and it tells the story. And a lot of the songs tell the story of the time that he did do.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So what about you? What do you go through when you write yours?
I mean, usually it's about people I know, people I've met, stuff that's going on, either my friends or family, sort of personal life, but it's not really out there. And, like, I don't specifically say, yeah, it's my uncle or that's my cousin or my friend or whoever. Like that, and I'll write a couple songs too. Like, I'm writing one now that has nothing to do with me. It's basically just a story about, it's funny you mentioned the jail thing, about a guy, he's sitting in jail and he's telling everyone about his last days as a free man, and he apparently robbed a bank thinking that he could get away with it. So that's what that one's about. It's called Free Man.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it's,
well,
you know,
I gotta
stuff
go ahead
like that.
Mm-hmm.
So That's cool.
I got a listener that her name is Sheila. She's having trouble getting in the chat room. She said it won't let her comment. Well, if you just refresh, you should be all right. But she wanted to give herself a shout out, so I'll do it for her. But it's Sheila.
What's going on?
Exactly. But we got. Hang on 1 second here. Hello, caller from 518.
Hey, what's going on? This is TRS. Hi. How's it going, Phil?
How you doing?
Good, good. Just wanted to thank you for helping my friend out, Frank, and also just wanted to give a little ad there. He also has an app on iTunes that updates all his information. And he's also on a game for the iPhone called Rhythm Zone.
Hey, TR, what's
you are
going on? Still there?
How are you and Frank connected?
Well, him and I met quite a few years ago at this internet independent radio site called RadioUgly.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that used to run it pretty much introduced me to him when he was promoting both Frank and my songs, and we just kind of hit it off and been friends ever since.
Cool.
If you actually go on iTunes, I produced TR's material. It's TR Remsen. We did that at my home studio here, and he's like, you know, I do some music too, and I want to get something out there. So teamed up, helped him do that, and he's been helping me play live here and there with percussion and just good positive influence.
Yeah, I got a lot of hope for him. I mean, he seems to have a good head on his shoulders and know where he wants to go with his music. And I just, you know, hope he reaches for the stars, you know, makes all his dreams happen.
Uh-huh. Hey, Frank, we got a caller from, hello, caller from 941? Is that you, Brenda?
Yeah.
How you
I thought
doing,
I'd
Brenda?
Call. Everyone was saying I was too shy, so I thought I'd give it a call.
Okay. Are you in the other room so
shy,
you don't wake your son?
Oh, no. Well, he's actually up. He's on the playing on his iPod right now.
Oh, okay.
Watching me. Staring at me
uh-huh.
right now, wondering what the heck I'm doing over here.
So did you have any questions?
What are you doing there?
Oh, not much. He's got to go to school tomorrow morning, you know.
Oh,
got
yeah.
Got me to deal with and work and stuff. Us in Florida already went back to school a while ago, so... Kids are all
nice to finally hear your voice there.
Yeah. Well, I hear yours all the time, so it's not that important. But anyways, no, I really just saying as a fan, I really love his music. I think he's got hopefully he gets where he wants to go in life, and I'm trying. I keep pushing him. I'm one of his biggest promoters on Facebook and all my friends and dragging him into stage at shows and listen to this. And so hopefully I helped a little bit.
Oh, definitely.
Excuse me.
I appreciate it a lot. You guys have, you, Sandy, Emily, all you guys from the Stage It community there just are great.
Well, when I get into music that I really like, I believe in it, and especially, you know, you're not a great big established band. You're not Justin Bieber, you know. You're not going to be here today and disappear tomorrow, hopefully. So hopefully, you know, when you get in there, you'll have your foot in the door and everybody will know who you are and want to listen to you all the time.
Yeah, when I get old and gray, I think I'll just pop some of Frank's tunes on my bagger as I'm tooling down the road.
Exactly.
Some good driving music on the motorcycle.
No doubt.
Well, it's just, you know, when you hear your name on the radio and you're old enough to be his mom and you get all giddy and funny, like Kasha said, like a 15-year-old girl who's blushing a mile a minute because he just said my name on the radio.
Isn't it ridiculous? Yeah.
Oh, it is. Terrible. I mean, I could be his mom and it's like, oh, my God. But, you know, the cute doesn't help you. It definitely helps your business, that's for sure. I mean, you know, to have looks. Didn't, you know, not that Mick Jagger wasn't a good look. I don't think he was cute, but he had talent at least. But, you know.
Exactly.
But I think
yeah.
the cute helps nowadays. It gets the girls in, and hopefully they like your music on top of it, you know.
Well, absolutely. You know, definitely. And he's, like I said, he's like the whole package. I mean,
Frank's awesome. He's just a great guy. And
oh yeah,
looks
well, I
great,
hope,
fantastic. But
hopefully
he's
we can get
talented.
Him to Florida. So we hopefully we can get him to Florida so we can actually meet in person one of these days. And that way, you know, then if you want embarrassed and nervous, that's probably what I'll be if I ever met you in person. So I think it's a lot easier to talk to you on the phone.
Well, I look forward to being down there sometime. I did have a contact down there, but I guess she owned a series of restaurants. But that was like a year or two ago. So I'll have to make some new contacts now.
Well, like I said, if I had the money, believe me, you'd be down here in a heartbeat, and I'd find plenty of places to play and fund you if I was one of those people who had that kind of cash. I'd put up a record label just to put you on it because, you know, you're good. You really need to be out there so people can hear you, because if not, you're just going to fade away and no one's going to even know you existed. And I'm doing the best I can on my end.
Well,
yeah.
I appreciate it. Well, I ain't going anywhere, I'll tell you that much.
I was just going to say, I just got anywhere.
Got a question from Scotland. They want to know who Justin Bieber is.
Don't even mention that name on here.
Ooh.
Is he a rapper or a pop star?
What's funny is I would always think that they would know. I mean, you know. But then again, maybe you have to be under a certain age to know who he is.
Well, yeah, I mean, even I don't know some of the teen sensations over in England and stuff. And when I see these programs, I go, who's that? I have no idea who it is.
Yeah, you're not missing out on anything. Don't even.
Well,
yeah, we got a lot of people that are typing into the chat room that they're too shy to call in. You don't have to be shy.
I have teenagers at home, so I know more than I should at my age. My parents had no clue what I was listening to when I was growing up. So,
but
me, on the other hand, I listen to everything. So I.
Oh, I was gonna say I was listening to Metallica since I was 13. So.
Nice, me too.
Well, I won't tell you when I was listening to them, but yeah, I listened to them too.
Yeah, me too.
Well, most of the stuff I listened to, Frank didn't even exist at the time. So let's not even go that far.
I got like three or four people want to know who's that on what I'm not supposed to mention, Kasha.
That snot-nosed little prick's name. Can't stand that kid. He's a 16-year-old little. He needs to go back where he came from. Don't get me started.
Well, I stand corrected. Angelus is telling me she's in London. I thought she was in Scotland, but I think that's Carrie that's in Scotland. I apologize.
You know, I don't really like to say anything bad about anybody, but I can say this. Manufactured product.
Yeah.
That's what I can say about some of these kids. And I feel bad for them because some of it really changes their life. Not for the good.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
think
yeah.
from the beginning, but they're too young to know.
No, yep. they are.
Well, see, and my issue with him is that's great that he's doing what he's doing. That's awesome. I think anybody should go out there and, you know, go for your dream. Just go for it. But it was a statement he had made during an interview that changed my whole outlook on him. And ever since then, he was saying that he's
just not those little prick, what?
Yes, he is. He said that he hates Americans, he hates America, he wants to go back to Canada because everybody here is mean, and yet he expects to sell out all of these venues. So he is constantly...
Somebody likes him.
Exactly
yeah.
what I mean. You know, I mean, I don't know... I mean, I'm listening to this kid saying this, I'm like, oh my God, oh! You know, it's just, that's great how you feel about a country, but... You know, kind of like Frank said, especially in this business, and even with me being a model, I should really kind of watch what I say. But when it comes to him, all bets are off. So I really am trying to be nice.
Well, I got news for you. You're in the last bastion of freedom. If you want to say whatever you want to say, you can.
Well, the problem with guys like him is he's manufactured for 5 years.
And if you know me, tell me how you really feel.
Yeah.
We're sharing our feelings again. That's awesome.
Well, I just wanted to say, Frank, you're doing great, buddy. Keep up the great work. Phil, thanks for all the promotion.
No worries.
You're doing.
Anytime you got something you want to do, man, or you want to get out there, go ahead and just send me an email or give me a call.
All right. Yep. Have a good night, guys. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Well, thanks, PR. See you soon, man.
You know, I got people saying I'm shy. I hate my voice, so I wouldn't want to hear myself on the radio.
Tell me, get used to it.
Yeah, and then I, well, yeah, exactly. And then she says, my little 4-year-old daughter was like, Mommy, why did you say your name? Ha, ha, ha. And they're on a great show, though.
Well, not all of us have great radio voices like Frank does. So, you know, if I had a great radio voice like his, I mean, I work on a drive-thru at Wendy's all day long, so I really don't like to hear my voice that often. I'm talking to people all day long.
Have you ever, when you're doing your job, not to be a smartass here, but have you ever just thought about just saying, hey, you know what? What the fuck do you want?
Every single day, you don't even. I have this thing where I think there's a wall of stupid that they hit when they hit the drive-through speaker because they know what they want when they get there, but they take 40 minutes to order a Coke. And I just want to say, just order and get it over with. It's like, there's the menu, there's the money. It's how much is this and what is that? And I just want to say, please, you know, if they weren't paying me, well, if I didn't have to be nice to people, I wouldn't be. But, you know, I smile and I do my job and I go home and then I go on, crank up the music and listen to Frank for a while and then I'm all right. So if I could have my iPod on and listen to my music all day and just be nice. So all I really do is take the money. I work in the back window. I don't really do a whole lot, but I smile and be nice and I just want to tell these idiots to go home and leave. Go cook for yourself. But, you know, I wouldn't get paid if they stayed home. So.
Hey, maybe that would work. We could make a restaurant chain that you just, everyone that comes up, you know, what the hell you want? You just diss them.
Well, I want to start a chain of restaurants called Get It Your Damn Self is basically what I want to do.
There you go.
I'm thinking about it. It's what I say at home to my kids. I'd love to say it to the customer every once in a while, but, you know.
I want to order the effing cheeseburger, you know.
Hey, you'd be surprised what you can hear in the drive-thru. Most people can't even order the food. They don't even know what they're saying. I've heard so many different versions of the same thing. And what's worse is they come to Wendy's and they order Big Macs and Whoppers. I don't quite understand that either. So
just give them a bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah, well, that's exactly. What we do. We just say, here you go. You want a Coke? That's what you're getting. Too bad. But, you know, like I say, I'm nice all day long. I come home. The worst that might happen on a bad day is I kick the cat and I feel better, but I don't do that all the time, so I'm not that mean of a person. But
you know, any job's going to get me. It's quite okay.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute. Have you seen my post about anybody that gets a slap for injuring an animal?
No.
Yes, I have. I do not. If you ask anybody in my family, if you look at my Facebook page, I have more pictures of my cats than I have my kids, so you can tell who I love more.
Nice.
My kids are like, the cat pictures outnumber the children pictures. I says, well, you know, there are days when I adore my cats a lot more than I adore my children. So it's
exactly.
They don't talk back and they don't expect too much of me. And like I said, I support so many other funds and things like that. So I don't kick the cat, but they do like to get in the way. Just saying. They're
I got told right now that I said, why don't you call in? And she said, you'd never understand me if I did. And then the other one, well, Angela said she'd never understand me if she called in. And she also says, I'm not shy. I'm just common. And Kat bagging around was, well, call in. Well, both of them need to call in. I think so. Don't you guys think so?
I think so.
Hey,
I did finally.
It took a while, but
yeah,
I did. So come on,
did.
Call in, people.
Yeah.
Guys, even if you call in and go, hey, what's going on? Okay, I got to go.
Exactly.
Yeah,
The worst that can happen with me is y'all tell me to shut up because I've been known to talk too much on occasion. So the worst that can happen is you tell me to shut up. But
no, but we got a caller from Boston. Is that you, Pete?
Is it Pete?
Yes.
All right, Pete.
Sure.
When in doubt, knock them out.
What's going on, man?
Hey, Frank, what's happening? I'm sorry I didn't message you back, but I had a lot of shit going on. So what do we got on here? I want a quarter pounder with cheese. Can anybody help me out?
I'm not at work right now, but if you come by around noon tomorrow, I'm sure I can get you some French fries or something.
Actually, I'm going to plug Wendy's because you know what? I fucking hate McDonald's and Burger King. I like I love Wendy's, so there you go.
They got the best chicken nuggets. Best chicken nuggets.
I like the spicy nuggets.
Oh.
Hey, Kasia, I just noticed the EP is on iTunes, or it's on Amazon, but it says not yet available.
Oh, is that why it's not working?
Yeah. So if you're trying to hit it, it's not going to work till tomorrow.
I think the only reason why they can get it in England is because it's already, they're 5 hours ahead of us. It's already tomorrow over there for them, so.
Oh,
yep.
My gosh.
I mean, maybe like 12 a.m., maybe it'll be there.
Okay, thank you, because I'm glad you can read, because I obviously cannot, and I just looked at it, and it said not available, so I just now saw it.
Well, I hope it becomes available.
I know, exactly. It better tomorrow. But yes, absolutely, I will.
I
can't wait to hear it.
You guys do me a favor. Angelus just texted me, or just sent me a message. I'm going to check out to see what it is to call here from London. So it's Kasia. You know, maybe you want to tell people what's going on this week with the blog.
The blog? Oh, the three-way blog thing? Is that what you're talking about?
Sure. Yeah, we just went up 4 listeners because you mentioned the word three-way.
Well, yeah, this week I'm actually really excited because I've been Babe of the Week on here for like 7 weeks, and then I was dethroned, and then I was back on, and now this week it's a three-way tie. Gentlemen, remember the word tie in it. It's not just a three-way. Between myself, Heather Renee, and Tina Marie. And those two are my girls. They're just awesome. I love those two. So I couldn't have asked for anything better. And I posted that on my page to say a three-way tie between the three of us. Let's just say there were quite a few guys that just didn't grasp the concept. So
they thought they were tuning in to watch a three-way.
I got quite a few messages on that. I'm like,
hey, I have a question for Kasia.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? How you doing?
Hey, good. How are you? What's
good,
up?
Thanks. Hey, I noticed you're friends with John. John K.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yes, yeah, the famous director.
Uh-huh.
Nice guy.
He's awesome.
Very nice guy.
He's very cool. Have you met him?
I've never met him, but I know him. And, you know, I talked to him a little bit.
Right.
No,
He was very cool.
He's worked with some pretty famous people for what he does, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. And there was cute little photos that I put up there just in his office and stuff when we were hanging out and everything.
I saw you a picture with you and him, and I'm like, oh, my God, she knows John.
Oh, yeah.
John K., we'll call him.
Right, exactly.
Like, cool, man.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
The guy's, like, famous, you know? He is.
Well, that's one reason why my list is hidden, my friend's list, is because I do have celebrities on there that don't want to be known. So I just, out of respect for them, I just hide everybody. Oh, yeah, like I'm going to sit there and say. A whole respect privacy thing.
So that's cool. You get, I take it, without getting into great detail, you're probably working with him on some stuff, huh?
You know, we're just talking right now. We just kind of went over a few things, and he's got some projects in the works. He's actually doing a lot right now. So that's kind of what we were doing, just kind of a BS fest.
Yeah. Nice guy.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
Nice.
And speaking of, I'm glad you actually called in because I have a picture I have to send to you. So I don't know if I can do it multitasking since Frank's on here because I want to listen to him. But after the show, I will send it to you.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. No problem.
Hey,
Phil,
if you
want to play It's All Right for everyone while we got everyone there.
I would love
there.
To hear it.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorites.
I got to throw something in here, Phil.
Sure.
I was at my court ordered class tonight. Not that this has anything to do with modeling or Kasia or Frank, but I thought I'd just throw this in for a quickie. I was at my court ordered class tonight, and they call it a 24D class, and it's a class for alcoholics, basically, and I don't drink, but they put me in it because I was arrested for something else, and they figured that the class might help me. Well, the girl that runs the class, she always starts out with the class and she says, anybody got any news? And I said to her, I said, what about Obama's uncle getting arrested for drunk driving? Right? She goes, what? I didn't hear that. I said, you didn't hear that? Do you know that Obama's uncle, who was an illegal alien, got arrested for drunk driving? The president.
Hey, what did he do? He ran into a police car, too, didn't he?
Something like that.
Oh, my God.
And I heard
God.
Something involving a motorcycle, too.
No, so I think it was a motorcycle
wow.
cop he ran into.
Is that what he did? Oh, my God. You know, and
yeah,
she was like, here she is.
They
you
arrested
know.
Him and put it on an immigration hold.
She had no idea. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You're running the class, and a great girl and everything, but she had no idea. I filled her in. I said, yeah, oh, yeah, I'm going to go off on this one. And I said, it should be interesting to see if the guy gets off. Plus, he's an illegal alien. He doesn't even belong here, you know? So, anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. A lot of people didn't even know that happened. I just found out yesterday. My mother told me. You know, so, anyway.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's see if he gets off, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
If he gets off, that's really going to piss me off, because here I am sitting in a 16-week class, you know, and with a bunch of 30 other people, and if this guy gets off who... Definitely, you know, he blew like a point in Massachusetts. That's where they got him. He blew like a 14 or something like that, which was like four times the legal limit, you know. And I'm like,
wow.
Should be interesting to see if he gets off, you know, with his political connections. You know, hopefully Obama does the right thing and throws him out of the country, because I know that ICE wants him out of here, the immigration people.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they told him, they said, you know, hey, we wanted you out of here years ago. We just couldn't find you.
Yeah.
So, you know, Obama needs to do the right thing in that situation. If he lets that, if he gets him off, man, how bad is that going to make him look? You know? So he hit a motorcycle cop? Is that what he did? You know, I'm hearing more and more about this guy. First I
yeah.
heard he just ran a stop sign and he was drunk. Then I heard he hit a guy on a motorcycle and dragged him. Now I'm hearing this. So interesting.
Huh.
You know? Very interesting.
So,
anyway...
What song did you want me to play?
It's All Right.
Okay.
It's All Right. That features Day of Fire in that song.
Okay.
The band.
Here we go right now. Loading up. I sent the area code and stuff to call here from London, and somebody else is going to try and call in when she hears the other person calling. But
cool.
This is It's All Right by Frank Belangi.
Thank you.
that was playing it, or that's It's All Right by Frank Belangi.
I like that one.
We got a caller, 585.
Yes.
Hi, would you like to identify yourself, please?
Guess who this is? Who's been promising to call? It's me.
Oh, come on, Jackie. I'm going to fall out of the chair here.
No, I know. I just thought, oh, my God, I got a call. And I'm not home, so I haven't been listening, but I had to keep my word this time. How are you?
Good. How are you? Right now we have Frank, Pete, Kasia, and Brenda. And we've got people listening in London, well, all over the United States, and basically all over.
Fantastic. Hello, everybody.
How you
Hello.
Doing?
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
So what do you think of Frank's music?
I love it. I was listening thinking, boy, I'm digging this.
It might be an interview.
You.
It might be an interview for New York Writer, huh?
Absolutely. I'm looking all the time for new people and people who want to get out there and be known in New York State.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's where I'm from, upstate New York. So.
Hey, we got to hook up. Yeah.
I'll take care of that. I'll take care of that for both of you.
Oh, thank you. You're so good.
Sound good, man.
So what's up with I noticed I posted a bunch of your stuff going on in New York. I don't want to take anything away from Frank, but maybe you want to give people an update on what's going on in the next few weeks.
Well,
Jackie?
Actually, you know what? I am really kind of unprepared because I didn't really look at it. I don't have a computer in front of me. I'm not at home. So I'm not going to steal any of his thunder. I'm going to try to catch up here and see what you guys are talking about. I just quick glanced down it, and then I ran across the street to my neighbor's where I'm having dinner and said, I'm going to call. So
okay,
I haven't
I
heard any
that.
New updates, but I got to be honest and tell you the truth. I haven't heard really many new things, just bad things that are still going on.
Yeah. What happens to you today can happen to me tomorrow.
That's the God's honest truth, Jesus.
That's correct. And I just delayed up update everybody. Michigan has a, if you get pulled over and whatever their probable cause is, you know they can download your phone without a warrant now. So,
Pete, you gotta be kidding me.
No, the ACLU filed a couple of lawsuits right now, but California's got an SB 914 that they're trying to get approved to do the same thing, and there's about four other states that are going to do it too. I don't have the paperwork in front of me right now, but yeah, that's where we're going. So when I ride around,
we're turning communist.
How's that legal?
There you go, Frank.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But what people don't understand, a lot of people, you know, they redid the Patriot Act. And a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
they snuck a lot of shit in there. It's just like
when they
try to do motorcycle checkpoints. It's illegal. Anytime
right.
I see that, anytime I see that written down anywhere to come out here on a news thing, I start filing stuff right away with them to stop.
They're freaking and all over in New York State. The state troopers in New York are out of control.
They're out of control everywhere. That's the problem. They're the biggest gang out there.
You got it.
All
they, got
they
their
need
patches
is
on.
Probable cause.
They got their colors. They wear them every day.
That's right. And probable cause can be anything. You know, I'm in California now. I stopped at Bill's on the way here, and the bike's sitting out front with a blue dot and a taillight. And July 1st, they just came out with a thing that you can't. That's probable cause to get pulled over now because they don't want you to have a blue dot in your taillight.
Oh my God!
It just keeps amazing.
And what cracks me up, and what cracks me up in Florida is working the drive-through at Wendy's. I see more police officers on their computer on Facebook, driving through the drive-through. Yet they'll pull me over because I'm talking on my cell phone. While
I'm
driving.
I pulled up next to a guy today who's cell phone on the freeway.
Just cracks me up. But hey, you know, that's why
they
I don't have a cell phone.
By any of the laws. They don't abide by any of the laws.
Oh, gosh, no.
No, not when they're on duty. Not even when they're off duty.
You got that right.
But I got a friend that's a state trooper, but I mean, there's always good and bad to everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't mean to diss them as much as I do. I only do it from the culture that I live in. And they're there for a reason, and I have respect for that. And I have respect for them because I won't lower myself not to. But it just pisses me off all these things that happen. I have to set that straight. I'm really not anti-police. You know, they're there for a reason. I'm just pissed off about other things.
Tell us how you really feel, Jackie.
No, I always do.
Hey,
that's
Jackie.
That's positive, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Jackie, I didn't realize it was you.
No.
I'm sorry. This is Pete from Boston.
Oh, hello, my friend.
How are you?
So
I'm not with it tonight.
I'm not with it either, but I knew I had a call.
I can't even find my cell phone. That's
I was getting depressed. I was getting depressed. I had to fire one up just to calm down when I heard your voice.
Oh my God, you're lucky. I'm only saying you're lucky. I don't have nothing to fire up, so there you go.
Yes, hi, my,
how are you? I didn't recognize your voice either.
You know what? I think I left my cell phone at the Wendy's drive-thru. Can't find the damn thing. Pissing me off.
Well, now that we've all established we're all pissed off, what can we talk about that's good?
Well, we had a tornado and a hurricane and an earthquake here in Massachusetts in the past week, and I'm still alive, so that's a good thing.
We did in New York, too.
Yeah, in New York, too. New York got hit worse.
I have family out on Long Island that just finally got their electricity back.
Oh, yeah, Long Island got hit big time.
I mean, I live on the west coast of Florida, so we didn't get it quite as bad, but it did rain all day today, so I'm not sure. But we get it first, so I'll let you guys know when they come up to you.
I heard that there is another one coming in after that could come this coming week. Maybe
yeah,
not
is
as
it,
big.
Is it Kathy or something it's called?
What?
I saw that. I think they said the name of it's going to be Kathy.
Kathy? Huh. I don't know.
What a name for a hurricane, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Make it a tough name, like Bruno or something like that. Bruno, Rocky.
Name it Hurricane Jackie.
Exactly. There you go. Well, about six years ago, Florida got Charlie, and then everybody thought that's not a very tough name, but it sure took half of about 45 minutes away from me, took out quite a few people. It was kind of sad. I mean, I live in a trailer. I was surprised ours was still standing when it was all over with. But
as with those trailers, I lived in Florida for a few years, and we got a few hurricanes there, and it didn't even move. It was, they just anchored down. But those things are, good. My mother had a double wide, and the thing was like a normal house.
Oh, we've got one that we lost when Charlie blew through. We didn't lose anything, but a neighbor down the street lost their entire roof. It like went every other house. And then, of course, we were busy and all. But, living here, and I got about 80 million pine trees in my yard, so it's kind of scary. I'm always afraid one's going to uproot and just land on the top of my house. But... But
I have an oak tree in front of my house that's like 500 years old. I thought it was coming down. That was scary.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to cut out. I'm going to go home, go to bed now. I'm sitting outside listening to y'all. But, Frank, it was really nice hearing you again. Hope to see you on stage again real soon. And I'll try not to be shy next time, and I'll give you guys a call again.
Okay.
Thank you for calling, right, Brenda. Have a nice
day. Bye-bye.
Enjoy your
night. Not a problem. Night,
bye.
Everybody.
Take care.
Good night.
Hey, Kasha, are you still there?
I am.
I just got your question there on Facebook.
You did? Okay.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
I'll ask you and then I'll answer.
Okay. Alrighty.
What made you want to do when you were like, this is what I want to do for a living?
Good question.
And then I'll answer my half.
Will you? Okay. I was, with a photographer, and I was only 17 years old, and stood right in front of it. And this is coming from the typical female who does not have self-esteem, who thinks I'm fat, I'm ugly, I'll never be good enough. Got in front of the camera and said, oh, my God, this is wonderful. This is what I want to do. And he looked at me and he said, you've got to be crazy. He says, no self-esteem, and yet when you get in front of the camera, you act like it's just yours. You need to be doing this. And that was it. That was the point right there. Because I actually started a little bit earlier, nothing major. It was mostly working with photographers, 14, 15 years old, and then didn't take it seriously, of course, being that young. But when I was 17, that's when it hit me. That's what I need to be doing. And
yeah,
talk about self-esteem booster. I mean, you've got to have it. Because
yeah,
it's a nasty little business is what it is. So it's grueling to put yourself out there and be like, oh, my God, do I really wear that, you know? So, yeah, that was it for me.
You know what I mean?
A team booster, I need to know that.
Well, you know, when I posted those pictures the other night, and looking at it right now, 1 hour after was 4,200 hits.
Wow.
On the three of us? That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Only because I think what drew everybody to it was because I put three-way tie. They didn't see tie. They just saw.
You are so naughty.
You got away with words.
Oh, my God. But
well,
yeah,
you know, if I didn't act like who I am, you guys wouldn't like me.
Hey, you
exactly.
know what? Bill's missing out tonight on this one.
He kind of is.
Definitely.
Can you imagine if he was on the air right now, what he'd be saying?
Yeah, he'd probably tell you guys I'm sitting here naked again.
Exactly.
Oh, boy. Oh. I think someone who calls me every week and everything, the first thing he says is, are you naked? And I always say, yep, I am. I'm ready. Let's talk. You know?
Oh,
well, I'm naked, you guys. No.
Okay, yeah,
you know, it's funny. I'm trying to get, Angelus is trying to call from London, and the problem is she can't get through. The number I put out there, that is a landline to me, to the show. And my understanding is you dial 001 or 011 to get here, and then the number. So I don't know what's going on. But I'm in California, just outside of San Diego.
Tell that person you got to dial 1 when the recording comes on for Blog Talk Radio. They got to dial 1 to get into the queue.
Pete, if
yeah.
you can go into the chat room and tell her how to do it, it's Angelus at the top of the page.
Let me log in.
I just met her. She's so freaking cool.
Yeah.
On Facebook, I met her.
Yeah, she said, well, you know, on and off tonight, she's like, she didn't want to call in because she said nobody'd understand her. With her accent.
No, she probably sounds really cool.
No, she is a very nice person.
You know what? If we understand Evil Lee when he calls in, we can understand her.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Now it's your turn.
Yeah, Frank, how'd you get...
What, Pete?
I know I asked you a long time ago, but what influenced you and what made you... want to get into music?
Let's see, answer both of those. Probably two different things. I got into guitar and stuff around 13, and probably like 2 years later, I started to sing and then dabble into drums and bass and everything else. And pretty much I just had fun. I had a high school band and, you know, just making music and stuff like that. Just having fun, not thinking of anything, because I didn't do sports. It was a way for me, because I was so shy, but for some reason when I went on that stage, an ounce of energy came, and I'm like, you know, this is awesome, you know? And it's just one thing that I could do, because I've grown up with chronic asthma and allergies, and I couldn't do a lot of things that normal kids could do. You know, like a lot of times when they were outside in recess and I was stuck in some room doing homework, you know, and they'd give me busy work because they didn't want me to sit there. And I don't think a lot of people understand what asthma and allergies, if you have it bad enough, can do. I mean, I didn't play gym. I took adaptive gym, which is basically hanging out in the weight room the whole time, which is not too bad. But the teachers and stuff look at you with like four heads. Like,
right.
What planet are you from? Oh, my wife's got a little bit of asthma. No, not a big deal. You know, and it's really, school was hell. So music was an outlet. And it wasn't until I graduated that I was like, listen, you know, I really, like I told my parents, I want to get some recording stuff. I want to continue this, and I want to make a solo record out of my basement, pretty much. So I recorded Falling 2, and as soon as I started doing that, making up songs, I was like, you know what, this is what I want to do. So I originally teamed up with A&R Select, and they helped me kind of get that release out a little bit. And that's pretty much gone with the wind. Like, nobody, you can't buy it anywhere. The only place you can hear it, I think, is Reverb Nation. But then I did my next record, and basically that solo record got me into the local radio and got me thinking, well, maybe I can start to play some gigs out, acoustic and all that. So I learned a whole bunch of cover songs and, you know, getting paid to play 4 hours of covers and a few originals. And just from that, just kind of escalating, you know, step after step. And I knew 2010, I was so determined. I'm like, man, you know, I'm going to make this two-track promo. I'm going to get it out there so I can meet somebody. So Day of Fire was playing at a local club. And what's funny is it was their last show on their tour before it got pulled from them. And it was in my hometown. So it was almost, things line up, and I believe things are meant to be in your life. And me meeting the singer, and that he was a Christian rock singer, and he was open, and that he'd actually listen to it, and he did. All the cards just come into place. And
Frank, I got to tell you, when I first met you, I liked that It's All Right. That was my favorite. But I got to say, now that there's one of your songs in my film, I got to say that's my favorite. You know the song I'm talking about.
Hey, right now I just want to let you guys know that we have Angela's calling from London.
Oh,
there, dear. Say hello.
Shit. Can you hear me?
Yes. How are you?
Oh, my God. It's so embarrassing. Yeah, I'm good. I am good, you know. I'm like running around my flat thinking, oh, Christ, can you hear me all? What's going on? So, yeah. I'm here.
Not much. Are you calmed down now from your new neighbors?
Oh, please, don't start me off. I was in a good mood up till then. No, don't start me off.
I'm sorry, I apologize.
I'll get barred from the blooming radio station. No, it's not good. It isn't good, you know. Hell no. I mean, you can't be racist on here, can I? But it makes you a bit that way, you know.
You can say whatever you want. It's free air.
Yeah.
Say whatever. It's free air radio.
It's
God,
not good, you know what I mean?
Just don't go overboard.
No, no, I ain't going over. I'm gonna say nothing.
You can say whatever the fuck you want. There you go.
All I'm saying is if I get some, because see, round here in London, it's not like where you all are. See, they go out at 4:30 in the morning in the fucking garden and start praying to Allah. Now, I can't have that. No. Oh, hell no, you know. So I'm just waiting for it. So, yeah, no, it's not good, man. It's not good at all. Like, whoa. But hey-ho. We'll see.
I can just listen to her keep talking. I love her accent. I love it.
You love it?
Yes, it's Jackie from Facebook. How are you, girl?
Yeah, well, it's good, you know. I'm surprised you can understand me. I'm like, oh, I'm trying to put on my best accent here, you know. So, yeah, it's, else I'll just be talking complete gibberish to you all. You just won't be able to understand. It's like we speak like a slang. We've got like a, I don't know what you call it, a slang accent, is it, for want of a better word. So, yeah, it's like, whoa.
Well, I can tell you that Phil and Bill, they have people calling from everywhere, and from Scotland, from England, from Ireland, everywhere. And
Australia.
Australia, there you go. You know?
No, well, people say that, like, because the people from London sound a bit like the Australians, but I can't, I can't see it. But the Irish and the Scottish, their accent's totally different, isn't it, you know?
Yeah, they don't say fuck, they say fuck.
Yeah.
Do they? You know more than me then. Oh, God.
You kind of have like it's kind of like when
my grandpa
say,
was from the old country, and I remember when I was a little kid, he never could say fuck. He used to say, I'll beat the fuck out of you.
What's an old country? Is it where was he from? From
Mayo.
He's from where?
I still have family over there, Mayo and County Cork.
Oh, you do?
Yes,
I
do.
Okay. Yeah, Ireland's
really
nice.
They own a couple of bed and breakfasts.
You should go there. You'd love Ireland. It's a really nice place, nice country, nice people.
The scary thing about that, and I'm not really scared of anything, but everybody in my family that's gone there and come back, about a year or two later, they've died.
What?
Oh, my God.
Must have been the food.
What are you
my
doing?
My
brother's
got a best friend from Holland. He's a real nice guy.
Nice.
It's like that last sabbatical they take. You know, they want to do the last, you know, something they wanted to do all their lives, and then they do it, and then boom. You know, my mom and dad, they didn't, they're in the 50s. They were just getting started, and they didn't have a lot of money and stuff, and they never had a honeymoon. So when they went on their honeymoon, about a year after that, my dad had a massive heart attack while he was driving and was killed instantly when he got hit by a bus. But, so anybody that's taking a long trip, I mean, I've been around the world with the Marine Corps, but I know, you know, that just kind of like sits in the back of my, that thought sits in the back of my mind.
Oh, wow.
How long have you been in the Marine Corps?
How long
have
you been until he's dead? You're always a Marine.
Right.
This is true, I know that.
Yep. Right. I just don't get up at I just don't get up at 5:30 and run anymore.
5:30, 4 AM, what are you talking about?
I just get up at 3:30, have a cup of coffee, shave and go to work.
Oh my God. Mm. Wow. So if you're a Marine, you're always a Marine.
That's it.
That's
it.
What you're saying?
That's it.
Huh? It is.
Cool. Anybody that says they're a retired Marine was never a Marine.
Oh,
they're full of shit.
I've got a couple of friends in Boston that were Marines, or were, or are, whatever.
I'm a retired Marine. There's no such thing as a retired Marine.
I love America. I'd live there tomorrow. I love it.
I don't know what you love about it.
Honestly. I always go to America. I'm always there. It's very, very rare I'm actually, like, back home. I'm always travelling about. So
what's your favourite state in America? Boston, California,
New
Florida.
York, Boston. No,
what?
Boston, Massachusetts. Boston.
I live in Boston.
I love Boston.
I don't know why, but yeah,
I love it.
Nice.
Yeah, I love it. And then I went to, I was in Brazil for 3 months.
Wow.
You know, I kind of travel, travel around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think enough is enough, and I have to come home because my mama, she starts missing me, and because she's Italian, you can imagine. So, yeah, I have to come home every now and again, like stick my head around the corner, hi, Mum, and then off I go again, you know, so, yeah.
Well, I know, I come from an Italian family, so I know there.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, me too, so, oh, God, you know.
Jackie has a question for somebody.
For Angela.
Yeah.
I want to know if Screwdriver, Bill, pokes you on Facebook as much as he does me.
I'm saying nothing.
Poking you is fine on Facebook.
I get poked by everyone on Facebook. I'm like, okay, I get poked by everyone on Facebook. I'm like, okay, that's cool. I don't actually know what this poking means. I wish somebody would tell me, actually.
Just a poke, you poke,
I think it just makes sure
it
that you're still alive.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, then...
That's what it is.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah. All's good, what? Man, you know? Yeah, I'm like, okay.
I've seen people on Facebook flip out over pokes. So like, they'll post and they'll be like, stop fucking poking me. I can't take it anymore.
I got a story about a big club that got in trouble here in New York.
Poking's cool. In New York, you don't poke?
No, a member.
I don't really do it myself. No.
I don't even know how to do it. I can do it in person, but not on fucking Facebook.
Exactly.
You guys all need to get out more.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not wrong. Yeah, you're right. Damn right, you know. Bloody hell.
Phil, well, so you're the one poking everybody.
Hey, that's enough out of you. I got a mute button.
Hey, I got a story for you.
Oh,
baby.
I say poke away. I couldn't care less, you know. I quite like being poked. There we go. You know, everyone can poke me. It's
poke
kind
a bloke. Poke a bloke. There you go.
I ain't lucky to poke anything. Oh, God. Jesus Christ. Yeah, poke
you. You know what?
Oh, my God.
All right, well, I got you guys all on here. I'm gonna play this. I'm gonna play this song by Frank.
Nice.
And,
I gotta say goodnight to everybody because I gotta go help somebody out.
Okay, Pete. Take care.
I'll see you Thursday, Phil.
Right,
goodnight,
see you
later, everybody.
Bye.
Frank, Tasha, Jackie, and I'm sorry, Angelus, is it?
Angel, my name is the Angel.
Angel, Frank, Jackie, Phil, and Kasha. Enjoy the evening, day, whatever it may be in your part of the country, world. And I'll see everybody Thursday. Tune in, 9 to 11. I'll be there.
I'll be there, too. I love my friend.
And thanks for having me on, Phil.
You're welcome.
See you later, man.
Later. Take care. Bye.
Later, Paul.
Frank, that tune that sticks in my head is Driving These Lines. I'm going to pop that one in right now, and then we'll ask the ladies for their opinion.
Okay. No problem. Third time's a charm, right?
There you go.
Exactly.
But this is Driving These Lines by Frank Palangi.
Yay!
Yeah.
Very good.
Well, I'm nearly bloody deaf.
That's cool. You know, I can't wait to listen to these tomorrow instead of listening through my cell phone because my cell, I can't hear anything.
Amen. I hear you there.
Yeah, my cell is awful. But from what I heard, it's awesome.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. You'll have to check out the acoustic song there for the ladies.
Oh, my God. It nearly deafened me. Oh, my God.
We got to talk. I want to interview you.
Say it again.
I'm sending you guys each other's emails right now.
Very cool. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
You've got my email? What?
Yeah. No, sending Jackie's going to interview Frank for the magazine. She works for New York Writer Magazine. So I'm exchanging emails.
Okay.
They can commit to each other.
Oh.
I was telling Kasha, she was asking about a music video, and Remembrance is my acoustic song, and I do have a music video for that. But, I mean, music videos are kind of like on the extra side. It's like if you have the money, you can do it because it costs more money to put it out there. And it's a never-ending thing. But with Driving the Lines, I would love to do, like, one of those old-school scenes where you see the guy driving down the highway in the motorcycle, you know, throwing that stuff in there or getting a green screen. And
mm-hmm.
they do this stuff where they have the backgrounds going. You know, that would
mm-hmm.
be awesome.
Yeah,
because it's
cool.
Definitely the open road mentality, like what Philip was saying there.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, yeah, you guys are going to get the emails you're going to get just says email exchange.
Very good. Do you want to know who I'm in the process of interviewing right now?
Who's that?
Erica Seven, Rusty Coons.
There you go.
No way. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Very nice man. Very nice.
Wow.
He's also a personal friend of mine.
Yes, I know that. He's one of mine now, too.
did you mention my name?
No, I didn't. But I will now. I knew that, but I don't mention names until someone tells me I can or whatever, or we talk about it. So,
yeah.
But I'm putting an article in on his band and his shop and his history. He's just, he's got a new movie. He's going to, a movie that he's going to be in. It's actually three movies. It's a trilogy. I can't say that word.
Trilogy, yeah.
Trilogy, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. So he's got a lot of cool things, and he won some award last night I saw on Google for his music.
Yes, he did.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. He's on my
phone. So I have a shout out to Rusty and Catherine.
Hey. But she goes, everybody knows there's KO.
Yes, I know that. She says her friends, she told me her friends call her K.O., and when I get permission, I will. When she considers me a good friend, then I will. But right now, for respect, I'll call her Catherine.
Okay.
Yes, I know. I don't know them like you know them, but I plan on it because they are very nice, and I just think everything is cool that, you know.
Yeah, they built some... They built some great shit, and they just remodeled the shop. He's going to have an open house here pretty soon. I'm not sure the date, but once I find out, I'll send you it, and I'll send you some pictures from the open house.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so much. Pete Alva is going to be taking photos, doing a photo shoot of him. He already did it for the band for me.
Pete's also a very good friend of mine.
Yes, yeah. He is of mine, too. I love that man. He's great.
Pete's a great photographer.
He is.
He's taking a lot of shots that you see of me.
Yes, I always like them all. You know, I gotta have him take pictures of me because I would probably like a picture of me then.
Well,
the self-esteem thing.
When are you coming out to the coast?
I have to make plans too. I really do because. I'm doing so many different things out there, and things just keep falling into place. you know, another article, another person I met, you know. And it's fantastic. I love it. And I just have to make plans to do that.
Did you see that picture of Rusty on the cover of OC Weekly?
I got it. Yes, I did.
I think that's the best picture he's ever taken.
He is just an amazing guy.
I'm going to tell you right now, when I'm standing next to him,
yeah,
I have to look up.
He's 6'5", I think.
Six.
6'6". Holy
God. And his arms are probably 6'6" around, too.
His arms are as big as my waist.
Jeez. That's amazing. He's just got some, he is so open and honest and easy to talk to. And his wife is fantastic, and I got heard a lot of different. This article is going to be very good because I'm incorporating a lot into it. It's going to be a centerfold article like Ron's was. And if you ever let me interview you, we'll do the same thing.
Okay. And I'll have Pete take the pictures.
Absolutely.
In fact, I'll see him at Point Magoo for the 9/11 ride.
I'm guest bartending at an event for New York Rider Magazine at the 9/11. It's an event to all of us. All of the people that work there are women. Not planned.
Uh-huh.
All of us who have different parts in New York and different states are women, so we're all guest bartending on 9/11 to benefit a 9/11 fund for the families and whatever. So that ought to be a great day.
That's good. That's good. Like this weekend, I have just to tell you my dance card. I have a bikini bike wash in the morning.
Where's that?
A bikini bike wash in the afternoon. A bikini on the way home.
There you go.
Sunday, we're going down to the dealer for another bikini bike wash.
Oh, hard life.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I've got a ride with the American Legion riders at 2:00 on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
And we're gonna hook up with the Patriot Guard riders and bring some guys back from March Air Force Base to Camp Pendleton.
So cool. And then have the bikini girls wash your bikes again?
Exactly.
I'm just busting on you.
Sometimes it's a hard life.
You know what? It's a fun life. You have
exactly.
to.
Exactly. Oh, well, I don't care what you ride. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care what you ride. As long
I don't
as
care
you
either,
ride.
Yep. It's exactly
as long
it.
As you ride.
Be in this
the little
lifestyle.
Voice, the little voice just said we're at 60 seconds.
So what I want to
invite all you guys. First of all, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Angelus, our angel, thank you for calling from London.
Hey, no problems. I should call in you guys. I don't know. Give it a couple of weeks, and I should ring you all again. You know, it's great talking to you all.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Fun.
Make it on a Thursday. You'll throw a bill for a loop. And then,
I just say good night, God bless, because it's like 4 a.m. here. You know, I'm really tired. So.
And I appreciate you taking the time out of your sleep. God knows you don't need any beauty sleep. But
she is beautiful. She is beautiful.
No, not at all. Oh my goodness.
Frank, you're welcome anytime. You know that. Everybody that's here, you know that. Jackie, I'd extend you an invitation for Thursday so you can get better prepared.
And I will accept that invitation. And I extend you an invitation to come on with Paul and I Thursday.
Wednesday?
Wednesday, yes. Excuse me.
Wednesday. Okay. I will do that. Are you guys on tomorrow? Because they haven't been on for the last couple of weeks.
I think it's why we're on Thursday, because Hammer Hank's not back yet. And
oh, okay.
Paul's been filling in for him. So I've been kind of co-hosting with Paul.
What time are you doing on Thursday?
8 to 9:30.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay.
And then, well, we go on at 6, but I can't, you guys are on an hour earlier.
I will make sure I call, though.
Okay. And then what I'm going to do, Frank, I'm going to give you the, which song would you like to close this out with?
Let's play Remembrance.
Nice.
Okay.
Well, with a slow one here.
I like that one. That one I did get to hear.
Well, I appreciate you guys tuning in, and thanks for the pre-EP release here. It's going to be on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, and already there in some areas of the world. And you know, all your support and everything through Facebook. And without you guys, I you know, I'd just be making music in my house. That's what we say.
That's what we're all about.
That's it.
Exactly.
Okay, so this is Remembrance by Frank Palangi. And I just want to say goodnight to everybody now. I'm going to let this close it out. And I'll talk
good
to the people we're going to talk to on Thursday.
Peace and love, everybody.
Good night.
Bye-bye. See you later.
Goodbye, Frank. Take care.
Bye.
See you later. Let's all hook up on Facebook there.
Exactly.
Okay, this is Remembrance by Frank Palangi.
I don't hear anything.
It's coming. It's
okay.
Running slow. We got a few listeners that wear blue suits.
Oh, there you go. That's right.
Okay, it's loading up right now.
I'm sending you an email there, Jackie.
Okay.
Oh, you got it?
No, I'm not.
Yep.
I don't have my computer with me. I'll answer it later. Very cool. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
This is Remembrance by Frank Lynch.
You rock, Phil.
All right. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Those Remembers by Frank Palangi. And
I like
I'm gonna send one. Hey, get a hold of me tomorrow.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. No problem.
All right. Later.
All right, then. Later.